Welcome to the Digital Marketing Insights Podcast, brought to you by Brightside Digital.
Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm delighted to say we have Gronje here today. Gronje is a digital marketing executive. Gronje, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you? Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome, and yeah, I'm great, thank you. Gronje, let's start off the show by you telling us all a little bit about yourself.
My name is Gronje. I'm from Mayo, but I'm living here in Galway City, and I guess I don't have the most linear start to a career in digital marketing. I actually studied Irish and media in NUIG here in Galway City, and there I was lucky enough to receive placement when I was in third year of college, and I received placement in Rosneroon out in Spittal. For people listening who might not know what Rosneroon is, it's a soap opera that's actually broadcasted on TG Cahir, and it's all in Irish. It's been on the go since 1996, and it's in its 26th season now. And when I was there, I got a taste for traditional media, and I suppose I got a bit of a taste for the side of digital because I got the opportunity to work with the social media team there, and we got creating content for some of their Instagram and Facebook platforms. And it was a great opportunity, and I really got the taste for all the digital side of media. And then from there, I went on to finish college, and I was lucky enough to get a job with an American company called Public Relay that works in media monitoring and analytics. They work with Fortune 500 level companies doing monitoring on their media stories that may be in their news, online, on radio, on Twitter, on anything, and they go back to the company and give them insights on how that may affect their brand reputation. So we got to talking on the day-to-day with communications teams, crisis teams, and marketing teams, and I guess from there I realized that I wanted to be on the other side of the table with the marketing teams. And I was lucky enough, I seen a job advert on LinkedIn for a digital marketing company here in Galway called Adhere Digital for a PPC executive. Now, I hadn't a massive knowledge about digital marketing, but I was eager to learn. And Paul, the CEO there, was willing to give me a chance as well. So I started off there back in June of last year as a PPC executive, so dealing with all pay-per-click. And as the role has evolved and the company is scaling, the role has now changed to a digital marketing executive. So I'm now studying a postgrad in digital media marketing in ATU, or people around Galway may know better as GMIT. It's just going through a name change at the minute. It's transitioning into a university. So I guess my career has started as of last year, and it's grown from there in the digital marketing field.
Brilliant. And it's so good to see your growth and the different touch points you've had in your career so far. Gronje, right now, what would you see is your main strength in digital at the moment?
So I guess, as personally and as an agency with Adhere Digital, the main strength would definitely be paid media. So we particularly work in Google Ads and Bing Ads, so the pay-per-click or the PPC. And what that means to people who may not know, it's about putting ads on Google Ads, or formerly known as AdWords, and Bing Ads to get your keywords you want on top of the search engine results page. And we specialize in doing this for e-commerce clients and lead generation clients. And we're lucky enough this year to be named as a Google Premier Partner Agency. So that means that we're in the top 3% of Google Ads agencies. And this is one of the highest honors that Google can bestow upon an agency. So it's been incredibly rewarding to see that our Google Ads potential is reaching what Google sees as of premium standard. And also we have been branching out into organic traffic recently. We've been doing a lot with search engine optimization. The two work hand in hand, so it's been great seeing them working together. So more clients are coming to us saying, yeah, I want my ad on top of the Google search engine results page, but I also want the organic coming underneath it. And so we've been working with clients to optimize their landing pages to ensure that they have the right amount of keywords that is going to help the website rank, that they're getting the correct amount of backlinks, and doing research for them on that side of things as well. And that's also been helping their PPC ads, because it's helping their quality score. And Google rewards people that have good and websites that have good quality scores in their ads. So doing the two together has been really rewarding, because they help one another. They just have relationship with one another, and it's been fun being able to branch out into different channels within digital, because I think it's getting so much more important in this day and age to have like that omni-channel approach. I feel like everyone's speaking about that now, and I'm definitely seeing it as time moves on as well.
What a brilliant point you've made there. Several points just to touch on in more detail. Obviously, I'm going to try and split this up into different stages, but keyword research and then the quality score, I want you to kind of touch on that, because I hear one thing a lot of people might not be familiar with quality score is the landing pages and how to develop and optimize for pages to improve that score. Is that something that you actively suggest and work on as well?
Yeah, definitely. So once you put up an ad, Google will give you some scores out of 10. So they will give you a score out of 10 for your ad relevance. So this really comes down to us, the digital marketers, to make sure the ad relevance is spot on. This is nothing going back on the client or the developer or somebody making the landing page. So the ad relevance is ensuring that the keyword is mentioned enough times in the ad. And just making sure that if you put in that keyword, you know that ad is relevant to the keyword you're searching. And that's as basic as that gets. And then there's two others that can kind of fall back on the website and the landing page. So that is expected click-through rate, how likely somebody is to go on and click on site. And then landing page experience, and that's all scored out of 10. So the three of them are put together, and they could give you maybe a 7 out of 10. And other features can knock you down or bring you up. So you could have a 10 out of 10 or a above average, below average, average score is how they do that. And then they give the score. So you could have an above average ad relevance. So maybe you have an average landing page experience or a below average click-through rate, and that will hinder how the ad performs. So making sure that clients have a landing page or websites that's fully optimized towards the keywords that they want and the people and traffic that they want on the ad is so important.
Really well said. Yeah, it's so important. And then I mentioned it beforehand, that the keyword research. What do you do, Grania, to identify your keyword research? Do you look elsewhere away from Google?
Yeah, I think it's really important. I know the ads that we primarily do, we primarily focus on Google ads. But it's really good to get a flavour of some of the other keyword research sites as well. And there's so many out there that are actually free as well, like Keywords Everywhere, which is a Chrome extension you can get. And that just gives you a breakdown of other keywords people have been searching once you put it into the into your search bar. And Answer the Public as well. So they're two free ones. You can try them out and get a flavour of how people are searching for your particular keywords. And then there is the likes of some paid tools like Ahrefs. So that gives you a breakdown of how people are searching on other engines as well, not only Google. So it gives a breakdown for an overall picture of so a couple of search engines together. So doing the both is really valuable to get a proper insight, because sometimes keywords can be blocked on Google for whatever reason. Maybe they think it has a negative connotation, so they won't show you what search volume it has. But if you go into another tool like Ahrefs, you may get more of a chance of seeing how many people are searching for that keyword.
What a great answer. Yeah, and some really good points there. Grania, is there any particular campaign work or an example that you could give me that you're really proud of work-wise?
I guess Oh, that's actually a really good question. Yeah, no, there has been some campaigns recently that we have did that have just worked really well for clients. We have a legal client at the minute, and we've got to do some interesting ad copy around the whole field of legal, because there is a lot of compliance there as well that you have to be careful of when you're doing legal ads. But recently we've tried different types of campaigns, and with Google's latest iteration we have the Performance Max campaigns, and we've tried that for this particular legal client, and it's just went from strength to strength every month. And Performance Max has been initially brought out as the new Google Smart Shopping. But what people, I think, need to realize is it's actually really beneficial to lead generation clients as well. I think it's a combination of having the creative alongside, you know, what can be quite, I don't want to say it, but well, it can be quite boring ad copy, because you know there isn't a lot of space. There isn't a lot of space to maybe crack a joke and the likes of something as serious as the legal sector. But you can get creative alongside with pictures, and maybe it helps to tell a story more. And we've just seen that go from strength to strength, and we hope it can continue the pace that it's gone. But it's just increased telephone clicks, lead forms, in tenfold, and it's really just started to feel like something is beginning to click. And that's probably the one of the proudest projects I've been working on recently. And the Performance Max side of things is just something that we're learning about more and more every day.
Brilliant, brilliant answer. And Grania, is there any particular softwares? I know you've mentioned a couple already, but is there anything else that you apply that really enhances your work?
Yeah, I think, and this is just another one that we always encourage clients to get. It's one of the most useful tools, I think, for anyone, and the tool is called Hotjar. And Hotjar is a powerful tool that works hand in hand with any analytics platform that you may have, so your Google Analytics, and it gives you more understanding of the online behavior of the people that are coming to your site. And what I mean by that is, not to get too jargony, but that basically means what Hotjar does, it gives you recordings of people on site and how they're interacting with your page. Maybe they only stayed 8 seconds on your homepage and bounced off, or maybe they were clicking on a button that didn't work, and Hotjar would flag that as an anger tap. If you have a small business, you can get a free account. It'll give you 35 recordings a day. If you're, you know, if you're a substantial business and you have the money, it's €99 a month. But it's really useful, and you can exclude your IP address, so you're not going to be getting recordings of yourself on your website looking around. So you're not wasting the recordings if you want to go with the free version as well. But it's just really interesting to see how people are interacting on your website and how you can change it to benefit the user as well. And also just two more, in SEO Optimer, it just gives you a really nice breakdown of from A to F of how your website is performing in terms of SEO. You could get an F in links, so like a grade system, or you could have an A plus for on-page SEO, and it really breaks it down in a way that's easy to see, and it shows you how you can go through each part of SEO and work on it gradually instead of just it seeming like a massive project. And then another one we use as well is Ahrefs alongside that as well for SEO.
Yeah, I'm a huge believer in Ahrefs, but I know that's the premium service, so it's expensive enough.
Yeah,
especially their enhancements on the platform recently has really brought up the prices. If you wanted to use it, you'd need to have a bigger budget to really optimize for all of it nowadays.
Yeah, definitely. I know, and I think that's the daunting thing about getting into, let's say, the Google Ads side or the paid search side of media, because if you want to practice Google Ads, it's not something you can do for free, which is scary. I know there is like simulators out there by college, but the best way is learning by getting into it. So I think finding free tools, or even tools that you can make free accounts on, will make your life so much easier. Like even Ahrefs, I know the newest iteration can be quite expensive, but there is a free version of it you can get that will give you a taste of it. But using that alongside other free trials you can get, there's another one called Site Checker, which does a breakdown of your SEO on site as well, and it gives you a 7-day free trial. So kind of, I guess, being a bit cheeky as well will help you, you know, finding out what you can get for free, how long you can get it for if you can't pay for the full program, or if you don't see the need for it. Just go out there and search and see what you can get for a free trial or a number of days or something like that before you have to commit.
Yeah, completely. And away from obviously your clear strengths in paid, is there anything or any particular areas you're looking to upskill into, Gráinne, and why?
At the minute, I am doing a postgrad in ATU, and we got to learn more there about creating websites and that side of digital marketing and UI and UX. And from that, it's really made me eager to learn more about graphic design and about more graphic design tools such as Photoshop or any of the Adobe suite like Illustrator or InDesign. I had to use Canva for a few projects, which was really fun, and it's inexpensive as well. Another one that you can get a free trial with. And it just gave me a love of how that creative can match in with how people interact with your website as well, with that whole UX and UI side of thing. And I think with the way Google is going now with the Performance Max, you can have up to 20 creative pictures with it in various different sizes, portrait, landscape and square. It's really, I think creative will have such an important part to play, and I think being able to design some effective creative that suits your client's brand is going to be such a useful tool, and that's something I'd really like to upskill in.
Brilliant answer. And looking at the digital industry as a whole, is there anything that's caught your eye that might happen in the future?
Yeah, so I guess we're all talking about the cookieless world at the minute, and as much as it's exciting me, it kind of daunts me. But the thing we're all looking at the minute, especially as an agency as well, we're looking at the GA4 upgrade. And if you don't know what GA4 is, it is the new Google Analytics property. Universal Analytics will be sunsetted in summer of next year. So yeah. If you have a website, get your analytics platform upgraded before the Google Sun sites the Universal Analytics platform. It's speaking about doing that in summer of next year. So if you get your GA4 property now, you'll have a year's worth of data by the time Universal Analytics is sunsetted. So that's going to be a really cool space to look at, because they're going to leverage machine learning to fill the gaps of the cookieless world. And it's just going to be an interesting tool to use, and we've got to start to use it now. But it's also being privacy centric as well. You know, it's given the consumer back the power, I think, in a way. And we've also been looking at as well is server-side tracking, which is basically bypassing the browser and ad blockers that people may have, and it's giving you the highest quality of data. There's no discrepancies that there might be with other forms. So that is something we're looking into now. Obviously that requires developers and whatnot, so it's something I'm looking to learn more about, so we can advise clients on what's the best thing to do.
That's really smart. Yeah, good answer, Gráinne. Lastly, we always try and understand the people behind the roles a little bit more. And the question I ask is if you could bottle up one personality trait and pass it on to someone else, what would it be?
I think I would bottle up and give honesty to other people. And I think especially in digital marketing as well, I think a lot of people maybe this might sound controversial, but a lot of people out there might sell a client a lie. And that's a hard thing to realize, that maybe Google Ads or whatever platform you're working with, maybe it might not work for a particular client. Let's say if you have a client that has a product that might only cost €5, and you're seeing in your keyword research that the cost per click is going to be €2. By the time that client sends out that product, postage and packaging and whatnot, agency fees as well, that's another thing we have to consider. Is it going to be worth them putting Google Ads up? It's not really. So I think the best thing is just to be honest with a client in the beginning. Say, look, if you want to try it, we'll try it, but it might not be the most profitable thing. And I think that's the most important thing to have, even as in your day-to-day life. You know, honesty is always going to be the best policy.
Yeah. And in fairness, in that exact scenario, there's ways around so you can justify the spend if you have, let's say, a really good remarketing setup, or, you know, a customer returning setup, I should say, or something like that. There is always outcomes, but you're completely right. That honesty with the client, showing them exactly what's happening, and then making the decisions from there. You might lose some clients, but at the end of the day, at least you're not losing people money for the sake of it and stuff. So yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah, at least you're gaining a good word of mouth in the end as well. And again, what you're saying is there's always ways around it. And I guess the big way around things like challenges like that is that we're seeing is the email marketing. It just seems to be such a lucrative channel at the minute. Having a MailChimp account, having a Klaviyo account, and having customers that have signed up willingly to you, you could send them out an email or a newsletter or anything like that, and you know they have agreed to that, and it might be a bit cheaper for them to do than if Google Ads is posing too expensive, or if there's workarounds and the other workarounds are just posing too difficult. I think you could always have the email marketing to fall back on as well.
Yeah, really well said, and a great way to end the show. Gráinne, thank you so much for being on the show. I've loved every minute of this, and I'm sure everyone listening has loved what you had to say.
Thank you so much.